Here we go. I mean, as much as I love the worship and the music, man, this is preaching time. Amen? Come on, where we're getting the word. And in a series called Capturing Opportunities. Capturing Opportunities. You might wonder, where does that come from? Well, right out of the Bible. You know, I don't have a whole lot of good ideas. My ideas usually come from the Scriptures, and those are great ideas. Amen? We did the parable a few weeks ago. Jesus told this story about a king that gave everybody a pound and came back and one had turned it into 10. And then one had turned it into 5 more. And then one just hit it and did nothing, a do nothing. And Jesus said, you take that one that did nothing and you give it to the one that did 10. And God wants us to capture opportunities in our life. Amen? Being lazy is being crazy. I mean, that's just not God's will for your life. Amen? Get up and do something. I love my father-in-law, who I served with for many years together, pastoring. And he said, do something, even if it's wrong. What was he saying? You're going to make mistakes. You're going to, but get up. Try. Yes or no? Amen. Say. No, if I do that, it won't work. Get up and do something. Amen. Say. How many ever did something you didn't think it'd work out? And my goodness, look, it worked. How many did something like that? It worked. It worked. Amen. Come on. So, capture some opportunities in your life. Jesus said, occupy till I come. Say that with me. Occupy till I what? That means capture. The word occupy means capture. It's a military term. Capture that opportunity that's before you. Take some ground. Amen. Move forward for me and in my name. So, we put a little series together over these, first part of summer months right now. It's summer to us. It's spring somewhere else. But it's going to be 93 this week here. Did you hear that? I'm ready for it. How about y'all? Ready for a little heat. Ready for a little heat. Come on. So anyway, my message today in this series, number 3 now, is the very best God has for me. Say that with me. The very best God has for me. I want to capture that opportunity. What do I mean? I want to capture the very best that God has for me. Now, if you're going to capture something, you're going to have to do something. I wish it was as easy as sending a check to your favorite TV preacher. That's funny. No, he done captured his opportunity. You. Did you hear me or not? Say. Oh, yeah. But it's going to take more work than that, my friend. It's going to take some effort if you want to capture the very best that God has for you. And guys, I don't have a new Bible and I don't want one. So I go back into Scriptures again when I'm looking at this series, and it brought me to one of my favorite passages. And I've got several. So let's look at it. So how can I get this? How can I get the very best that God has for me? And it's not going to come overnight, by the way. It's going to be a journey. So, number one, say this with me. Say it with me. Give God what? See, that's the key. It's like our bumper sticker. Thank who we live in America? Yeah. So if you want the very best, who has for you? God has for you. Now, if you want the best life you can have for you without Him, have at it. See how you do. See how you do. You're not going to be what you could be with God and with His help in your life. There's so much when we start to serve God and love God and worship God and listen to God and repent before God. There's amazing things that happen. So, number one, say it with me again. Do what? Give God what? And let's go to some Scripture. Give God His rightful position in your life. Give God His rightful position in His life. Simply say it with me. Put God what? You want the very best God has for you? Well, He can't be fifth. Are you listening or not? And I know that the thing is, well, how do I do it, Pastor? Good. We're going to talk about it. That's what we're going to do this morning. Give God priority. You don't need to have been a Christian for, 50 years to do this. You don't need to know the Bible back from cover to cover, because people don't anyway. But you don't need to be, listen, you need to make the effort right now. You need to think, I want the very best God has for me. How long do I have on this planet? I don't know. You know, had another dear sweet lady of God, went home to be with the Lord this week. Last week, 2 went home to be with the Lord. And just in our church, you hear me? We don't know. So let's give it our best. Yes or no? I want the best God has for me. Praise God. So let's look at it. So give God priority. So it's going to take some effort. It's going to take effort. Proverbs chapter 2. Proverbs chapter 2. My son, if you'll receive my words, if you're going to receive my words, if you'll receive my, and hide my commandments inside of you. Guys, if you want the very best God has for you, it's going to take you having some time in His Word. Did you hear me or not? Now, that's what we're doing this morning. But you need, if you want the very best God has for you, you're going to need to do that more than just here. Did you hear me? There's lots of tools, lots of things, but it's nothing like just an old black Bible. Did you hear me say? There it is, Bible. If I could just get me something somebody wrote, I could understand. I never understood anything I never read either, okay? Just start. Read. Start the book of Proverbs like we're doing today. Look at this right here. So listen to and treasure God's Word. It's going to take some effort out of your life to have the very best. Verse 2, so you incline your ear unto wisdom. 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 Apply your heart to understanding. Tune in and concentrate on God's Word. Oh, I'm going to read me 5 verses right quick so I can say I'm a good Christian. You're never going to have the best for your life. It's going to take some effort. It's not that hard. My mother was an 11th, went to the 11th grade, hell raiser. She had learned how to do everything wrong. And after she became a Christian, she started just reading, marking her Bible, and just learning. Me, hell raiser me, I started taking some 3x5 cards and just writing some scriptures down. Keegan, it's not that hard, son. You hear me? It's just not that hard. Just take us. It's not that hard. Or on your phone these days. Amen. Yes or no? On your phone. But not just read it fast, but think about it. It's going to take some effort if you want the very best that God has for me. Speak to me, Lord. Help me with the decision making. Are y'all hearing me or not today? I've been blessed. Wow. Do y'all hear that? It's like there's a plane in the building. You know I'm going to have a hard time with that, don't you? I'll do my best, but that's going to be rough right there. What is that? I have no idea. Let's keep going. Come on. I'll just get louder. If you cry after knowledge, if you lift up your voice for understanding, pray for insight and understanding. Yes, somebody's going to have to deal with that. Cut it down a little bit and see what happens. Cut down something.
It's a drone.
It's a drone over our building.
I don't know.
Go shoot it. We didn't know. We thought it was like a bird or something. Come on, man. If there's a drone outside our church, I want to find who that is. Come
on. It's the government.
It ain't the government. God help us, Raj. Take the mic away from him. So, it's going to take effort. If you seek her as silver, if you search for her as hidden treasure, are y'all hearing me today? It's going to take that. It's going to take effort if you want to have the very best for your life. So seek and search for hidden treasures. Keep looking. Verse 5, then you shall understand the what. Say it with me, the what. That word fear doesn't mean I'm cowering, I'm scared of God. No, it means I have a respect for Him. It means I reverence Him in my life. I want the very best God has for me. Are y'all hearing me? There's a way that seems right to a man, the Bible says, but the way therein is the ways of what? Of death. How many had some great grandiose plans, but they were your plans and they just went off a cliff? Let me see some hands. They were your plans. Absolutely. I want His best for my life. If I'm making decisions, all right? Sir, I'm going to tell you something right now. If you married and you think the best for your life is a sweet thing down the hall, that's your plan. Did you hear me or not? That's not God's will for your life. Yes or no? Amen or oh me? Say. You hear me or not? Amen? And I don't want to get sideways here today, but... You know, it might be your plan to abort a baby. That's not God's plan. Did you understand that? That's not God's plan. That's not God's plan. Yeah, praise the Lord, that is not His will. It might be your right. There's a lot of things like that. There's a lot of things like that. If something's in the store and you can just grab it and stick it in your purse, that's not God's will for your... Yes or no? Amen. How am I going to know right? I've learned wrong, guys. I learned wrong from when I was born up to about 17 years old. How in the world am I going to learn to do right? What I just told you. Amen? God's Word is never going to lead you wrong. Now, some preacher like me might get up and twist something and screw it up, but God's Word is never going to lead you wrong. If you want His will in your life and you search it as silver, and you try, you look in those Scriptures, and you start hiding God's Word in your heart, and you keep short sin accounts with God, I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to find out God is going to bless the snot out of you. Did you hear me? It's going to happen. God's good, man. So, you're going to understand then, as you start doing this, it's going to take some effort. You're going to understand the fear of the Lord. So, I'm going to give God priority in my life. I want the very best. I think the drone's stuck in the ceiling. Maybe it landed on the roof. Who knows? Amen. You figure it. Unplug the sucker. Can you unplug it from that side right there? Just unplug it. Other side, something. I see. How about that other side? Come on. That won't it. I'm going to kick something. Yeah, I still hear it. Are you kidding me? Thank God my ears ain't gone yet. Amen. Come on. We're working on it. Whatever. We're not going to have anything left if you unplug everything. Look at him. He's crazy. That ain't working. You're hilarious. Wait. No, not really, but it's better. Let's just quit. Here we go. This is fun at church, ain't it? Hey, if you're watching online, we're having some technical difficulties. You should come. It's fun here. Come live. Amen. Come on. So, how do I give God priority? It's going to take what? The E word, effort. Did you hear me? Verses 1 through 5, chapter 2, the book of Proverbs. Don't stop at verse 5. Just keep on reading. But the second thing it's going to take, if I want the best for God in my life, listen to me. If I want the very best God has for me, that's the deal. The very best God has for me. I want the best life God has for me. Amen. Then number two, it's going to take this. Sit with me. It's going to take what? One more time. It's going to take what? God says, if you humble yourself, I will lift you up. If you're full of yourself and you think you know best, I'm good. I got it. Listen to me. You're crazy. He's God. You're just you, man. Amen. As bright as you are, you're not. You still ain't as bright as him, man. Come on. Humble yourself. Amen. Say. We don't compare ourselves with one another. The Bible says that's not wise. We want His will. We want His way for our life. Amen? So, humble yourself. Chapter 3, a proverb. Say that with me. Say it with me. Be not in whose eyes? Your own eyes. There's that word again. Fear the Lord. Reverence the Lord. Respect the Lord and do what? Depart from what? When you think you're wise in your own eyes, when you think you're all that, listen to me. The Bible says that person that does that, mighty is the fall that's coming. Did you hear me? It's going to lead to destruction. You're going to be down, baby. Listen, don't do that. Have humility. Be a humble person. Amen. Yes or no? Humility. Humility, the picture of humility is this. I watched some of the big horse race yesterday. Love those beautiful animals. They're just, I'm not a big horse race guy, but I love those big creatures. They're crazy. But here they are, so big, so mighty, and yet they humble themselves with some jockey on their back. And man, they can just humble themselves and they can just stay steady and then they go! It's crazy. Amen. Did you see the one yesterday that took off and the rider fell off? How many saw that? What'd he do? What'd he do? He kept running. Say, keep running. He kept running. That's the beautiful thing about when you have God in your life. Buddy, even when the jockeys fell off a sucker, because that's been my life before, where, I mean, we just feel like we lost the front end of the car. How many have been with me in life like that? You just feel like, man, I lost the front end, man. How can I do it, man? How can I make it? Well, I've got Him. Amen? Say. And when you give God, you want the very best in your life. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. But it's going to take humility. Number three, let's keep talking. So it's going to take effort. Say effort. It's going to take what? If I want the very best that God has for me. In case you're thinking you're going to get some magic wand waving by me today, this is work. This is work. Church isn't where we go get a miracle. Listen, I believe in miracles. I believe in great things happening. But most of it's going to take some effort. You hear me or not? It's going to take this. Now, the next one is this. Say that third one with me. It takes what? One more time. It takes what? There it is. Say this great verse. You need to memorize this verse. How many already have this memorized? You know this verse. Good. That's about a third of us. Everyone in this room needs to memorize this verse. Say it with me. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. That's my way I say it. Here we go. Trust in the Lord with how much? All of your heart and don't lean on what? It's not saying don't use your brain. It's not saying be stupid. No. It's saying we're going to be the best we can be, but don't stop there. Don't lean on your own understanding. In every way of your life, acknowledge Him. Amen? Give Him the credit. Seek His will. Is this the best decision? Am I doing the right thing? If you want the very best God has for you, then you need to trust in the Lord with how much of your heart? If you're not trusting the Lord with all your heart, if it's, a lot of you still, man, you just don't know what's Him and what's you. You don't know what's a hole and what's the right path. Amen or amen. Got it? So, what does it mean to trust the Lord? Say that with me. It means this. Say it with me. Give it what? How much? I see Coach Mrs. Southwell back here in the corner. How y'all doing? I loved the ball game the other night. That was great. Had a scrimmage the other night, a spring ball game. Played Island Coast, Cape Coral. And those boys, I thought they did that. I thought they, were there mistakes? Yeah, but it wasn't because they lacked effort, was it, buddy? They gave effort. That's what it is in life, man. And guess what? They won. They won. Yeah, praise the Lord. That's the first thing. Come on, baby. Sure. Hey, after last year's season, wins are nice, ain't they, brother? We love them. We believe there's going to be some good things. Right, Coach Smiley? Yeah, Coach was impressed. Weren't you, Coach? And these were some big boys. What about life when life's tough and what's in front of you is a big boy? And you ain't, they had boys that were twice, they was twice as big. It took two of our guys to make a couple of their guys. Is that the truth or not? It was just truth. You just got to outrun them or dodge them or something. Amen. But you can win at life, but you got to give 110%. Y'all hear me or not? Amen. It's going to take that. It's going to take trust. I'm going to give it all I got. I'm going to trust you, Lord. What does this mean? When I'm trusting God, say that with me. Don't do what? Don't what? Hold anything back. God, I want your will in my life. God, I want your way in my life. And if I'm getting in the way, I'm going to back off. If I'm pushing my agenda, if I think I need it right now, listen, but I'm not getting that from you. I'm not seeing that's right. Listen, I'm just going to slow down. Yes or no? Amen. I want to give you 110%. I don't want to hold anything back. When it comes to trusting God, this is how I say it in the country. Go all the way in with how many feet? So many people come to church. And I get that, guys. I've been doing this for years. But it's just something to do. Listen, what I try to do here is to motivate you, to teach you, to encourage you. As you leave this place, live for God. Believe God. Love God. Give to God. Work for God. Serve God. Pray. Listen, get right with God. Things in your life. Your life's going to be screwed up if you keep going down that path that ain't right. It will. I'm just going to tell you. I've been at it a long time. Give it all you got, man. Both feet. Say, God, long as I've got on this planet left, I want to give you all I've got. And I'm not talking about, guys, just your money. That's crazy. No. Your life. Your neighbor matters. You matter. Get out of bed. Go out to eat. Go see somebody. Go say hello to people. Help somebody around the neighbor. Do something with your life if you want the very best. Are y'all hearing me? Yes or no? This is just plain Jane to me. This is good stuff, guys. Believe God. Say it with me. Believe God without what? Or what? Let's say that again. Believe God without what? Or what? This is what His Word says. Well, this is what I'm thinking. Excuse me, this is what His Word says. But this is what I'm thinking. Excuse me, this is what His Word says. Amen or omen. And humble yourself. And it's going to take effort to tell your crazy head, Clark, you an idiot. You know, that's me talking to me. Don't you come talk to me like that. Unless I am, then it's fine. Amen. Maybe I'll get some sense knocked into me. But the point is that's where that effort and humility takes place. Because, man, we got to talk like that to ourselves. Keep looking. My time's running out. How do I do it? How do I get the very best from God? How do I do it? Don't lean on your own understanding. That's what the Scriptures say. Don't lean on your own understanding. Keep going, Rod. Just push me. Don't lean on your own. In all your ways, I'm going to do what? Keep looking. How do I get the very best God has for me? Don't be what? Say it again. Don't be what? How do I get the very best that God has for me? Here, watch this one. Fear the Lord. Reverence God. Respect the Lord. Turn from what? This is how I'm going to get the very best God has for me. How about this one? Honor the Lord with your substance, with the first fruits. So say that with me. Honor the Lord with the what? First fruits of your increase. What does that mean? What I have, you gave me. What I have is a gift from you. I live in this country. I have an education. I have a job. I have a retirement account. I have a home. You fill in your blanks. I have this. I have that. But listen, honor the Lord by saying and living out, anything I have is because you gave it to me. Say that with me. Anything I have is because you what? You honor the Lord like that. Now, if you want the very best, now, if you just want to collect it, if you want to, you know, whatever, brag about it, listen, you're not going to have the best that God has for your life. But listen, as you can take what you have and serve and do and help and give and bless, don't be surprised if you don't have it just coming back running over. Amen, say. That's my life. That's my life. I have stuff. And this isn't people in church coming up, oh, you're the pastor, give it to you. I never do that. I never ask for that. We don't do anything like that around here. Anything I have, generally speaking, is because I've had to humble myself, take the effort, and God blesses it. Did you hear me? Good decisions. God will bless good decisions. Say that with me. God will bless what? Good decisions that line up with His Word. Buddy, this is the way I want to have my life. I want to live my life right here. Y'all hear me or not? I want the best God has for Gary. I don't want a mediocre marriage with Kim. I don't want that baby doll. I want you and me to be happy. Love on each other. Kiss a lot. Have fun. Just get to hang out. Raise those girls together. Amen. Say, you and me, baby. And let's do our best, right? Let's enjoy one another. Amen. Yes or no? That's what I want for my life. You hear me? I want that at this church. I won't have a fight with you. I'm not going to fight with you. There's about 15 doors. Find one of them. Because Gary ain't going to fight with you. God didn't call me to do that. I want to be blessed here. Say that with me. I want to be what? Blessed here. When I come to church, I want to be happy. Amen. Say. But I got to take that effort, make that effort, humble myself. This is a great thing for your life. Yes or no? I get excited about this stuff, guys. Whether I finish a message or not, we've had plenty. Listen, here's another one. My son, don't despise the chastening of the Lord. Don't be weary of His correction in your life. For whom the Lord, say that with me, whom the Lord what? He what? Just as my mama whooped my butt. She beat my butt. It was called a beating back then. You hear me? But I'm going to tell you one person that doesn't despise his mama, Gary Clark. She kept me out of jail is what mama did. You hear me? That's what she did for me. She helped me. She corrected me. But listen, transfer that to God. Instead of blaming God, oh, I can't believe you let this happen. Most of the crap that happens in our life, we cause it. You hear me or what? Say. Or somebody else's evil did it, but we want to blame God. Listen, you praise God. Listen, and when you get a butt whooping from the Lord, hey, you take it. and learn from it. Amen. Say. How many made some horrible choices in your life? You got whooped for it. Let me see some hands. And you're taking, you did it. Yes or no? Say. Why am I going to sit here and act like it wasn't me? That's bull. Amen. Say. I'm just glad I've been able to find my way back to the house of God. Amen. Say. Praise the Lord. This is what this is teaching. My son, don't let them or knowledge depart from your eyes. Keep what? Keep what? Sound wisdom. Don't let the commandments depart from your eyes, guys. What does that mean? I'm going to stay in the book. I'm going to stay in the book. I'm going to stay in the book. Why? Because I'm not going to let wisdom depart from my eyes. My eyes get forgetful. They get weak and weary. No. Stay in the book. Keep these commandments. Keep it alive. No, sir. Amen. So this is how I have the very best God has for me. Did we learn anything so far? Number one, listen, it's going to take effort. Number two, it's going to take humility. As I've been talking, if you've been saying, oh, he don't know. Oh, if God only knows, blah, blah. Have it your way then. It's going to take humility. Hey, look, we're not asking you to bow at my feet. We're asking all of us to bow at his feet. And he is right and I am wrong. God is God and I am not. Amen. And that's humility. Listen, you say, Lord, if I humble myself, you'll lift me up. You said that pride, I'll be abased, but humility, I'll be exalted. Well, I'm gonna choose the path of humility. You're right, I ain't. Amen. And then it's that trust. Okay, if I'm going to make the effort, if I'm going to have the humility to do it, then I've got to have the trust that His way is best. His way is best. The very best that God has for me. Now, when I do this, I'll capture the opportunity for the very best that God has for me. And we're just going to see if we can fly right quick. Here's what happens when you do what I've just said. And it ain't what I've said. It was Proverbs chapter 2 and chapter 3. And there's 31 chapters if you want to fill in some of the blanks of you don't know how to do whatever. Okay? You'll see right here, God's Word will knock it out of the park for you. So, what will happen when I do this? And I'm going to quit, Raj, after I go through this list. Do you believe me? Hush your mouth, Raj. Amen. Here we go. Here we go. This is what's going to happen in my life. Say that with me. I'll be what? I got scripture to back it up. Happy is a man that finds wisdom. Now, I got scripture on every one of these. All I've done is just chapter 3 of Proverbs. You do it today. You do it this week. Go back and look and see if I'm lying. This is what God's Word says. I'll be happy. Keep looking. Keep looking. Say this one. I will have what? And what? Isn't that beautiful? I'm going to learn, man, I was stupid. Or what I was thinking was so out of left field. Wow, that wasn't the best that God had for me. I'm so glad I didn't go off that cliff. Amen or amen. You're going to start to learn. And what's cool is you're going to be able to see things as you get stronger and wiser and more humble. You're going to start to be able to make better decisions in your life without everything becoming a nightmare. You hear me say, this is beautiful stuff. So happy is the man that finds wisdom, the man that gets understanding. Number three, say that with me. Here's a big one. Say it. I will have a what? And a what? You can do the stats. It's not normal for people to die at 27, 35, 42. It's just not the norm. Most people these days are living 75, 80 years. Okay? Here's the point. Do you want to live a longer and a healthier life? Then let God have first place in your life. Make the effort. Be humble. And say, God, I want the very best you have for me. And if what I'm doing is not right, you help me. You help me have the wisdom to do what's right. And I will guarantee it on the Word of God, you will have a longer and a healthier life. Did you hear me? Amen. A marriage is not a nightmare. Being able to get along. Being able to love your children. Being able to get along with your neighbor. Some people are a pain in the rear end. Christians, pain in the rear end. Why? Well, they're not letting God have the very best in their life. Say, it's not God's will for you to be cranky, mean, ugly to people. That's not God's will. That's your will. Your will be done. Hello? That's rough, ain't it? It's life. Listen, it's going to be health to your navel. It's going to be Mara to your bones.
ones.
Knowing that you've got the best life, you're having the best that God can give you, you're going to wake up happier, you're going to be healthier. Amen. Come on, Roger's flashing lights. I will have, say this one, what? Riches and honor. So shall your barns be filled with plenty. Say plenty. How many would raise hands today and say, I've got plenty? Let me just see some people. I got plenty. Got plenty. How about that? Didn't say it. God's very best is you'd be filthy rich. That's bull. That's some made up mess. No, I'll have plenty and I'm going to have honor. What does that mean? I'm going to have plenty and I'm going to get it done the right way. Not cheating people, not doing the wrong thing. God's going to bless me and I'm going to give him the credit for it. Amen. Good stuff, guys. Number five, I will have what? Say it with me. Pleasantness and what? Peace. Wisdom. God's way. Pleasantness or paths or peace. All in the Scriptures. A lot of stuff, guys. I will walk safely and not stumble. How many used to hang out in some bad situations and it's a wonder you're still alive? Let me say something. It's a wonder your tail is even living right now. You made it, didn't you, Bubba? Amen? Listen. You don't want to go where you ain't supposed to go. You want to have a path that's the best path for you. That's what the Bible says. Your foot's not, you're going to walk safely. We know bad things happen to good people. But generally speaking, if you do the right thing, you follow His way, you're going to have a good life. Amen or ome. You following the Word. Keep looking. I'll not be afraid. I'll sleep sweetly. When you lie down, you're not going to be afraid. When you lie down, your sleep is going to be what? I have peace with God. I want the best for my life that God has for me. And you will sleep more sweetly. I'm telling you. I know I got aches and pains like you do. I get that. But the bottom line is, but a heart that's raging. How many have been there where your heart, you were so crazy and your head out of control, you couldn't even sleep at all? I mean, you were just a wreck. How many knows what I'm talking about? I have been there, man. That's not the very best that God has for me. He wants me to sleep. Gary, go to sleep. Amen. Come on, rest in me. Number eight, God will be my confidence, for the Lord shall be the confidence. So keep your foot from being taken. He's going to be my confidence. I'm going to have more confidence when I live my life like this in Him. Number nine, I'll be able to do good for other people. This is God's will for my life. It says, withhold not good when you can do it. When you got something you can give to somebody, give it to them. It's God's best for you, fool. You hear me? Well, that's mine. Give it to them. Help people. This is God's best. Number 10, I will dwell securely with my neighbors. What's that mean? You're going to start to make friends? You'll see. You'll see that God's going to bless you. You're going to see if you want the very best God has for you. Amen? It's going to be a beautiful thing. Keep going. I got to quit, Raj. You're killing me. You write long messages. I told you this. I'll not envy the wicked. When you start wanting God's way, you'll stop wanting what your neighbor has. When you start wanting God's best for your life, you'll stop wanting that husband that somebody else has or that wife that somebody else has. Did you hear me? Say. Or that bank account or that car or this or that or the other. You'll be content with what you've got and where you are and see how blessed you are. This is God's will for your life. Keep looking. God's very best. And last one, I'll inherit glory and promotion. God is going to bless me. He's going to get credit from me. Others are going to see me, and they're going to glorify God because of my life. Are you hearing me? This is good stuff. This is the very best God has for me, and that's what I want. Now, I'll capture the opportunity for the very best God has for me. Say it with me. Here we go. We're done. Here we go. I'm going to do what? Number two, I'm going to do what? And number three, the big granddaddy, here it is. I'll trust the Lord. Let's thank Him for His Word this morning. Amen. We got to quit. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord.